This last section is some comments and a summary of sorts written by the summarizer of this summary. The first publication of Common Sense made an appearance in Philadelphia on the very same day that a speech by the King, which had been sent over from England, made its appearance in Philadelphia. You can imagine how the King's speech went over. At that time, a large number of the colonists read Common Sense or had it read to them, often in a tavern. When I took to summarizing this important work, I used a lot of Thomas Paine's original wording. There is no way I could have phrased it in any kind of fashion compared to how he wrote it. You really ought to do yourself a favor and read the whole thing. You may need a dictionary a few times, but overall it is written in a prose that flows evenly. It's a pleasure to read, and it does beg to be read. It certainly gave me some whole new concepts, and especially on monarchy. It broadens one's understanding of the history of America, and in such a positive way. Yet this brilliant piece of work is not much promoted in our schools. Every student should read and understand this pamphlet. The editor at Fast Books, as a comment here from the editor, asked six adults at random if they knew who Thomas Paine was or what Common Sense was, and none of the six had ever heard of either one. It's an interesting commentary. Continuing with comments from the summarizer, in reading the history of Thomas Paine, I learned that he was inclined to poetry, but in the 1700s, that was not encouraged, at least not to him and his circle of education, as it used too much imagination. Yet Thomas Paine used all kinds of imagination in this article and many others that he wrote. He helped create a future, and that is what imagination does. He helped postulate into existence the Declaration of Independence. Because of that document, and other actions done by a lot of brave people, we now have the freedoms that we have in America, which are only dreamed of in many parts of our world. Thank you, Thomas Paine, for having the vision. And to all those other brave and learned men who helped out, who risked their lives, reputation, and property. They risked it all to create the country we now have. I should mention that Thomas Paine himself went to war and fought for our independence, and that years later, because of his outspoken views on government, and because he got on the wrong side of a French official, Paine spent 11 months in a French jail, every day with the possibility of being beheaded by the guillotine. Thomas Paine didn't just write Common Sense only. He wrote many essays on topics that were controversial, and in a very outspoken way. He wrote on the rights of women and how women in most parts of the world were chattel property and under the thumb of men. And he wrote African slavery in America. He was the first to say slavery should be abolished. It was 88 years later. He wrote, "By such wicked and inhuman ways the English are said to enslave towards 100,000 yearly, of which 30,000 are supposed to die of barbarous treatment the first year." He pointed out to all involved in the slave trade that they would be accountable to their Creator. "How can they be called Christians?" he asked. Thomas Paine wrote anonymously and under several different pen names for the Philadelphia Magazine, postulating futures for many of us to view. I loved his view of a government that is simple, that protects religious freedom, one where you have an efficient government that plans ahead and doesn't waste all kinds of taxpayers' money. The government needs to be held accountable. Honestly, if each of us ran our personal business or home in the manner that our current government is running things, we could not survive that way. Spend all kinds of money that we don't have to support people that don't want to work. I am sure you can think of instances of this. So, Thomas Paine instilled in us the vision of a government by the people, for the people, one where the government was actually pleased to serve the people, not where the common person has to practically apologize for asking for service, or to be handled in such an inefficient way by a bureaucracy that adds all kinds of time into any action it does because no one there has the authority to think for themselves. Thank you, Thomas Paine. Let's get back to simplicity of government. Let's show some courage to put things to rights. This summary was done by Rosie the Riveter, copyright 2016 by Fast Books. Thank you very much. We hope you enjoyed it.